The guest of honor at Kennedy's employee appreciation event was Space Shuttle Atlantis itself. The orbiter slowly rolled up to its processing facility. NASA even gave it a soundtrack for its final grand entrance. A crowd of shuttle workers gathered to watch. Many knew they would not be coming back to work next week. They don't have much time to say goodbye, but Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana took time to say thanks.
We process these vehicles through launch and recovery better than we ever have before. And that's knowing that many are going to be out of work. And yet you performed flawlessly right up to the very end.
About 2,000 people will be laid off now that Atlantis is back home. They'll join the more than 4,000 who've already lost their shuttle jobs. NASA administrator and former astronaut Charlie Bolden said he's always counted on the shuttle workforce.
And you all have never let me down. Never let me down. Thousands of us, thousands of men and women across the country, and some around the world, actually, have made this amazing flying machine space-worthy time and time again.
The biggest cheer went up when the Atlantis crew made an appearance at the ceremony. Mission specialist Sandy Magnus called the workers the best in the world.
The pride you take in your work, the care you take in your work, the dedication, the passion, you are what makes it possible for us to have these very challenging missions and succeed. And we can't even thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts for what you do.
It was a bittersweet day, but KSC Director Bob Cabana found one silver lining.
How about it? Atlantis is home to stay.
Atlantis will go on display at the Kennedy Space Center's visitor complex around 2013. For many of the people here who've worked so closely with the shuttles over the years, that's as close as they'll get to the orbiters from now on. I'm Judith Smelser, 90.7 WMFE News at the Kennedy Space Center.